Welcome to this Introduction to August in England by Lenny Henry. The following introduction will take about 5 minutes to listen to and includes information about August in England, plus descriptions of the set, the performer, and the costume. This audio introduction is available as a Word document and as an audio file. The show was co-directed by Daniel Bailey and Lynette Linton and premiered in April 2023 at the Bush Theatre. Audio-described performances will take place on Saturday the 20th of May at 2:30 and Thursday the 25th of May at 7:30. The live audio description will be given for the Bush by me, Coco Brown. Written and performed by Lenny Henry, August in England explores a life impacted by the Windrush scandal. In his playwriting debut, the celebrated actor and comedian brings his vast talents onto the stage in this intimate one-man show. Set in modern-day Great Britain, we're introduced to August, a man who is charming, flawed, and has the gift of the gab. Between his three kids, devoted wife-to-be and part ownership of a fruit and veg shop, August Henderson is proud of the life he has built since landing in his beloved West Bromwich. So, when faced with deportation to a country he has no memory of, he isn't prepared to go quietly. He is ready to tell his own story. This production will take place in the Holloway Theatre, where, for this performance, the space will be in a thrust arrangement, meaning the seats are arranged on three sides of the stage. In the middle block of seating, there is a walkway separating the front two rows from the rest of the audience, where the performer sometimes walks. The piece is set in August's living room, and although he takes us to other times and locations, the set itself always stays the same. The living room is open to us on three sides, with a large wall running along the back. The wallpaper is off-white, with brown vertical stripes, but is clearly old, greying, and worn at the edges. On the back wall hang some family portraits, two Christian fabric wall hangings, and an illustration of Bob Marley on the Jamaican flag. On the floor, the length and width of the stage is filled with a bright red carpet. Inside of the room, on the left side of the space, there is a dark brown wooden unit with some vinyls, a shelf with a pile of letters, a small cupboard with a latch, a silver hi-fi system, a Jamaican flag, and a classic 90s turntable on the top. In the centre, there is a red leather armchair with matching footstool, and on the right, there is a golden bar cart with a shelf of clear tumblers and an array of spirits on the bottom. Ray and Nephew, Hendrix, Di Serrano, etc. The only character in the piece is August Henderson. He is a tall, black man in his 60s with dark brown eyes, a wide nose and a cheeky smile that is framed by a grey and black beard. Throughout the piece, he wears a blue suit, flat cap, a purple Paisley tie, and black dress shoes with red socks. Throughout, as August retells the stories, he embodies other characters through voice, physical movements, and gestures. Sometimes he talks directly to us, and at the beginning of the show, a few members of the audience are offered an alcoholic drink from him. Please note, you can accept the drink if you'd like it. It is a single 25 milliliter shot of rum. Please feel free to say no if you don't fancy it though. During the piece, there are moments of projection on the back wall. This grainy CCTV-style footage shows a black man wearing a white t-shirt and dark trousers, sitting, standing, or walking around a room. The creative team for August in England is, as Windrush consultant, Amelia Gentleman, company stage manager, Chloe Wilson, co-director, Daniel Bailey, dramaturg, Deidre O'Halloran, sound design and composition, Jeremini Camara, video design, Gino Ricardo Green, voice and accent coach, Hazel Holder, lighting designer, Jay Muljaria, co-director, Lynette Linton, costume supervisor, Milena Arcucci, set and costume designer, Natalie Price, production manager Pete Rickards, movement director Shelley Maxwell, assistant stage manager Sophie Halliburton. This show contains flashing lights, a moment of bright white light, a moment of complete darkness, loud music, and haze throughout. This show also contains strong language, references to violence, themes of colonialism, grief and illness, discussion of racism, discussion and depiction of deportation, immigration enforcement, and incarceration. The running time is approximately 1 hour and 30 minutes. For more information about the venue or what you can expect when attending the show, please visit Bush Theatre's website, bushtheatre.co.uk. This is the end of the audio introduction to August in England by Lenny Henry.